11.8. What can't you do on your smartphone? Not much. The history.
Was there ever a world with no smartphones? Well, yes, there was. IBM made the first smartphone in 1993. It was big and heavy. It also cost an amazing $899. The first BlackBerry went on sale in 2002. Tens of millions of people used the BlackBerry. It sent emails and surfed the net. In 2007, Apple's first iPhone arrived in the shops, and it was very popular. Today, Samsung sells the most smartphones worldwide. Now more people in the world have mobile phones than have toilets, and we use our smartphones more than 110 times a day.
Hundreds of uses.
Of course, you can text friends, send emails, and take photos and videos with your phone. But we use our phones for so much more. Our phones can open and lock our front doors, and a sat-nav app can give us directions when we're lost. There's an app that tells us how healthy we are, and there's even an app that tells us how well we sleep. We can ask our phone what song is on the radio. We can play chess with a friend thousands of miles away, and we can Skype our family when we're not at home. The smartphone is a really important part of our lives. We can't live without it.